Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the Donald Trump Circus, which also goes by the name of the presidential cabinet. It's a wacky, big-top spectacle full of tightrope walkers, ethical contortionists, trained animals, and logic jugglers. And don't forget the clowns. Lots and lots of clowns. All choreographed by the Golden Canopy acting as ringmaster, who prides himself as an expert in distraction, which may be the reason why the cast changes faster than free beer disappears at a frat party celebrating a homecoming win over Auburn. Just in the last month, cabinet circus performers are being replaced at a rate that would shock an assistant manager in the graveyard shift at McDonald's. John Bolton is in as the new strongman. He's due to be our third national security advisor, maybe. The second one might not quit. The first one, still under indictment. Bolton's credentials consist mostly of sucking up to his new boss like a turbo vacuum cleaner on steroids. When appointed ambassador to the United Nations by George W. Bush, Bolton described his approach as tough love, more like rabid foaming at the mouth with an unattached ear hanging out of your teeth love, geek love. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was fired for calling the ringmaster a moron, and Secretary of Veterans Affairs Shulkin says he was fired, but the White House claims he resigned. Sounds like someone's trying to avoid paying unemployment. Also, the director of the EPA, Scott Pruitt, is in deep elephant doo-doo for renting an apartment from a lobbyist who had multiple clients with business in front of his department. But no matter how many quit or resign or disappear, never fear, there's plenty more replacement acrobats that can be called up from that junior league circus they call Fox News. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.